The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. I believe Retha may be off today, so we're giving her well wishes on her ventures because she's always so busy. She's either doing an audition or she's snorkel diving off the one of the islands out there. She's an amazing lady. She just good example of a baby boomer. You know, like when you retire, which she's not retired, I'm not retired. Age, it doesn't mean that you're going to just sit around and watch the flowers grow. You want to keep busy, whether it's continuing working or, you know, whatever you're going to take your retirement. You know, we've talked about that. Some people take it right away as soon as they turn the right age, whether it's, 63, 65, and they're going to raise that. Or do you wait till 70 because you get more money? Or do you think, well, I want to enjoy life. I want to take it right away. So whatever it is, if you take the retirement, the bottom line is when you get in your 60s, whether you're going to continue working or not, you want to keep busy. And if you do take that step and you grab your last paycheck, wind up getting a business going or get into your hobbies or whatever it is. But anyway, that's stuff we talk about. So we're going to go into our hot topic time here. And
ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
Okay, so anyway, we had a couple. I'm just going to hit you with a couple birthdays. I don't believe these are baby boomers, but Jennifer Garner and Victoria Beckman had birthdays today. I don't believe they're baby boomers, though. And Roddy Piper had passed away, but Roddy Piper's birthdays would have been today. And we've known Roddy and his daughter Mariel Toombs for years. Eric introduced me to him, and Great people. And I remember, well, he had quite an interesting life. But anyway, God bless you, Roddy, and moving along on some of the, well, we've kind of been following this, whether you like it or not. You pick up a paper, or today it's your iPad or your phone or whatever, it's the news on TV. All the stuff about North Korea and Russia and China and so on. Well, basically, what the prime concern is, North Korea, for years we've been giving them sanctions and telling them, look, you got to keep this this nuclear situation off the table. We can't have you fooling around with that. And one of the recent concerns was he was developing his submarines with launch capability. Well, that's one thing. But to have the submarines actually submerge and do a missile launch, that's a whole different scenario. That's a major concern. And arming these missiles that he's launching with nuclear capability is something that is definitely not going to be accepted. And President Trump was talking to the Chinese president, and he Jinping, and he let him know when they were having lunch, and while they're having dessert, he shared that he had fired 60 missiles, 59 of them struck at an air base that we used to launch chemical weapons in Syria. And he also let him know that if he doesn't do something and get a rein on this Kim Jong-il in North Korea, that the U.S. will step in and do something with sanctions or whatever. And the vice president had said that all options are on the table to deal with this issue. But anyway, we'll see what happens. It's an ongoing thing, and we're hoping to get this, hoping that the government can get this under control, whether it's through China or South. And multi-state manhunt is underway. You've seen the Facebook homicide. There was a 74-year-old man shot and killed. And they've been calling it because he posted it on Facebook. So there's a huge manhunt underway for this situation. But anyway, I believe it's time to go into our commercial. I've talked too much.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's the way we do it. We do it the easy way because Eric works very hard. His typical work day is about 16 to 18 hours a day. And he works hard and he works on the cutting edge. And I'm learning a lot because I'm really behind in this tech stuff. But you can't help but learning something being around Eric. But it's always the cutting edge in the tech world and his sites. And it's just all amazing. And he's putting it together to make maximum reach and so on. And I'm not the best at describing this, but anyway, moving along, just going to throw this at you real quick. Christian McAfee jumps into the top 10 of the latest mock draft, NFL draft. So I know you've been watching for Christian a lot of you know thousands of people have gathered for the 2017 Boston Marathon. And Manuela Scholler, if I pronounce that right, won the Boston Marathon's woman wheelchair. And it was the first time a woman had beat the 130 mark. So congratulations. And Phil Jackson being a little bit criticized because of the comments he made about Carmelo Anthony. He stated, we have not been able to win with him on the court at this time, and I think that the direction of our team is that he is a player that would be better off somewhere else. Well, I don't know if I'd want to go to work with that hanging over me. So, and Katie Ledecky swam the fastest 800 meters. These are all record-breaking things. That's why I'm mentioning them. Katie Ledecky swam the fastest 800-meter freestyle of 2017. Record-breaking. And Patriots Bill Belichick celebrated his 65th. Welcome, baby boomer there. So, guys, there's so much news. I try to squeeze it in, try to give you some of the hot stuff. And it's just going so fast. I don't know if it seems like there's more going on because of the technology today. You're getting hit with it so fast. Because, I've been talking to a few people. Was it like this in the 60s? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the 60s, but we didn't get it so fast. Eric Easy, my son, and I was hoping I could bring him on because he has a very special guest that may be calling in, Jason Arias. And I don't know. Let me check the board. Eric, are you on with us? Okay, I'm reaching out. Let me check the board here. Okay, not sure if I got him. It's hard. I'm trying. I keep, what are you, texting him and so on and so forth.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Oh, there he is. Okay, I got him. I know you're busy, Eric, and I try to get you on every once in a while, a special guest, because I don't know if I'm relating to a lot of the listeners. You do so much, if I'm relating it correctly, but starting.
Dad, you're carrying the show. I just wanted to say on air, you're carrying the show amazingly. You have Aretha Gray. Everybody knows her from Betty White's Out the Rockers, NBC, Lifetime. I'm with you as a co-host. And you're impressing me as I'm watching you carry the show. But what's up, everybody? Yes, it's good to be on the show. I have a good friend of mine who I'm actually going to be bringing on with me today on Radio Boomers Live. I wanted to tell everybody the roster of my show, because everybody's been asking, who's going to be on your show. So I'm going to let everybody know the roster so far here. So we've had, Marcella Thedford and Dan Clark and Sandra Rose Michael, who's like the number one healing, energy healing crystal with NASA. That was an amazing show. You guys can go check out the archive there. And Marcella Thedford was on Dangerous Minds and HBO's Shameless, and we're doing some great stuff together. And then we just recently had James Dentley, which gives some amazing business advice and how to really make it happen and help people get seven-figured income, 600,000-something people he's helped. And next coming on is Shay Vaughn, Vince Vaughn's mom, the Women's Network, Women's Broadcast Network. Then we have Steve Rogers and Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side, Oscar-nominated with Sandra Bullock, and then Claudette Robinson, the first lady of Motown Records. And actually, I'm forgetting that I'm on a radio a baby boomer show. I'm probably going
Hello,
a little too
everybody.
Fast.
This is Jim. I'm still here. But you know what it's like when you get Eric on? I kind of sit back. In fact, maybe I'll just turn on CNN or MSNBC, watch a little news. Because when Eric starts, Zoom, there he No, but it's good. But Eric, that's what the point of the whole thing was, to let you – go on and talk about some of the stuff you're doing, because it's amazing. I mean, the people you're getting on your show, it's just mind-boggling.
Well, speaking of the people that I bring on, we do the easy way with a lot of influencers that are trying to make a difference. And the gentleman I want to bring on, I want to introduce, his name is Jason Cisneros. He's the one of the top liaisons for the Feed a Billion organization. He's a business builder expert. He takes you from point A to point Z in a matter of days to weeks. And he's got some amazing things happening. And I wanted to give a little bit of my airtime over to him, because we got some great things happening. Jason, you there?
I'm here, brother.
Hey man,
Jason.
How you doing?
Welcome
really,
to Radio
really
Boomers
great.
Live.
Yep, good to talk to you again, Jim.
Yeah, time goes by fast. And I remember I was on the Chicago Fire Department a while back. It was a suburb of Chicago. My dad had told me, I was going to college, and he said 20 years goes fast. Thinking, well, if I didn't continue on to college, you could retire after 20 years. Well, that was 45 years ago he said that. He didn't tell me 45 years went fast.
What you got going on, man. I want everybody on air to hear about Feed a Billion and who Jason Cisneros is.
Well, Feed a Billion is a fantastic organization. It was founded by Ambuz Jain, and it was at a Tony Robbins seminar. And Tony, as everybody, if anybody follows Tony, knows that he's very, very passionate about feeding people. He had an experience when he was a young man on a Thanksgiving where somebody brought a meal to him and really inspired him that as he started becoming successful that he wanted to feed people. And so he's upwards of 200 million people that he's fed now. And Ambuz Jain, who is a very, very successful businessman, had the inspiration of this Feed a Billion idea, brought it up at a seminar, and he said, look, we'll do half, Tony, and we would love it if you'd match us. And Tony said, I'm in. And So they started the organization, reached out to me, and now I'm the CEO of the organization, and we are rapidly feeding people around the world. And the inference, though, a lot of people are out there doing great things through charities, as you know. And one of the things mm-hmm. that when I got brought on board was that I wanted to approach this from a different angle. Anybody who owns businesses, and I own multiple businesses, knows that they get, you know, they get a knock on their door at least once or twice a day from people saying, we need $200 for the local tuba club, all the way up to, you know, $5,000 checks for Cancer Society and these types of things.
Yeah.
And I, wow. And I know personally, running and owning multiple businesses, that we as business owners are givers in general. And we want to give, and we give to our employees, we give to our churches, we give to our communities, we give to charities, we give to the environment, our customers, right? And we get really close to giving away. We're lucky if we keep 6 cents out of every dollar that we earn in our mm-hmm. own pocket to do the things that we want to do to change the world. And so one of the things that I wanted to do differently was not just knock on the door of a business and say, hey, can you dip into money that you work hard for to give us that money to feed people, which they can and they do. But we created a technology on the back end of this so that people could take their social media budget, split it in half and test it with us, like livebearded.com did. And you see, and then give that over to us. It goes through as a donation, goes straight through as meals. And what we do is we build technology on the back end of our charity to then put them out there in social media so that they can have a deeper connection with their existing customer base by connecting to a social cause that matters to them in a genuine way. And then also to attract new customers, customer acquisition, so that are already attached to the business and are supporting these businesses that have attached to us. So, you know, let's say you put $5,000 in, that goes straight through to meals. But on the back end of that, we
wow.
set you up with your existing customer base and with new customers, and you actually earn a return on your donation. You get to write it off as a donation, number one, and then you actually get a return of more customers and deeper customer relationships.
Wow, that's
on
a plan.
Same money
that's...
Spent. You don't have to dip into a pocket that is getting smaller and smaller the more the tax man comes after us, the more the insurance people come after us.
Yeah.
It's doing something you're already doing, it making it more effective and impactful for your business.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very good plan.
We're planning on bringing a lot of the Easy Way magic to this project. Because it's pretty awesome. I mean, they're striving to feed 1 billion people, and out of a lot of the causes, this is one of the most important. You know, people are dying every day, and so
well,
Easy Way Cares is proud
seconds,
to support it.
Every 4 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4, somebody just died in this world from not having enough food, and that happens 22,000 times a day. Every 4 seconds, somebody, and we live in a time and age when this is embarrassing. It's embarrassing that we can't feed. We have enough food in the world to feed everybody multiple times over, and we just don't focus the time, energy, and strategies on being able to get that food distributed, right?
And hey, Jason, I want to target Dad, and I'm not trying to take over your show. Shut me up anytime you want. I'm
no, of course
too.
Not.
It's kind of a natural thing. I want to target the naysayers, those particular people that may be like, well, you know, feed 1 billion and you're trying to make a difference, but you know, you're also trying
to
make money.
There's light, there's darkness.
That's what I mean. And I want to target that because I want any type of question or naysaying that people may have about this organization. I would love for Jason to be able to address it on air. So we just kind of get that aired out right immediately and let people know how real this really is.
Well,
it's real.
You know, A, it's super real, but B, this is one of the things, right? I mean, when people start doing good things in this world, there's so much technology, and you have these things out there called trolls, right? Which are people that sit in a basement somewhere, and they work the keyboard, and they try to destroy everybody trying to do something good.
Mm-hmm.
So we've taken away as much as we possibly could, because I look at charities, you know, the same way. What's the motivation of the people that are involved? Number one, everybody at the top end of this organization has already become successful in their own right with their own businesses. And so myself, AJ, any of the top executives in the organization are not taking a salary. The salaries that are taken are not supported by the donations that come in. They're supported by a group of business owners, myself, AJ, and other people that is supported outside of that. So we do, as you know, we do, the money goes straight through to meals, and we're supporting organizations that we vetted out in India, here in the United States, and in Africa. You can target wherever you want. I mean, if you happen to be have a heart for India, then we'll send your donation through to India. If you want to feed people here in America, we can do that for you. We can target those here to America. If you want to feed people in Africa, we can do the same exact thing through different organizations that have already figured out how to get through, you know, the warlords that try to control people through food and whatnot. And so
they had videos of helicopters going and dropping some of the supplies in different areas. And they show how these, like you made the statement, warlords, some of these people, the bad guys that go out and be grabbing this stuff and stealing the donations and everything.
Food is more valuable than gold on the continent of Africa. It's more valuable. And which then allows, corrupt leadership and or warlords or military factions to be able to take that over. And people don't realize the problems and the challenges. You have to go with armed guards. You have to put together a strategy so that it gets into the hands of people. People don't understand this. They think that they're going to send a donation over and that it just gets there automatically. Well, you need to be supporting organizations that can get through all of that red tape. And we're just warriors. You know, we have our business lives on the outside. I don't take a salary. Nobody, AJ doesn't take that. We're never going to take a salary.
Wow,
out of this
God bless you for that. Yeah, God bless you for that, Jason, because you hear these statistics, and it's just unbelievable. When you hear, I'm not going to mention names, but notable organizations that take in, say, for every million they take in, the percentage that they keep and the percentage they give to the actual cause, it's kind of mind-boggling because – that's why their salaries are $700,000 a year, and they're living in mansions. And wait a minute, I'm donating this money to help, you know, feed the hungry.
Yeah, a lot of these organizations they take a big cut in their pocket, and they give a very small cut to the cause. And which
to me is it goes completely against the idea of charity,
exactly.
The very word charity. And we're just not, you know, we're not about that. If we're going to associate our name to Tony Robbins, who has a platinum level brand out in the marketplace, we're going to, you know, and all of us. I mean, we want to make sure that we're supporting the very thing that we're trying to do. And if you look at metrics, which is all I do all day long, every single day, in doing turnarounds and buying companies through my private equity business, the metrics of feeding people has gotten worse over time. And somebody sends out a check, after one of these heart-wrenching commercials, and then they feel like they've done their duty, but they haven't. But there's no due diligence behind it to see where the money's actually going
exactly.
And how much of it's actually spent.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that, and I was going to bring that up. I don't know the exact statistics, but I'm looking at some of them, and the waves and waves of people that are, you know, forced out of countries because of violence. I don't know. I think it's worse now than it was when I used to follow some of this many years ago. Countries being turned upside
over
down.
Over the last 20 years, it's gotten worse every year, Jim. It's gotten worse every year. How is that possible when technology increases? When you can make a phone call right now on Amazon Prime and have something to your doorstep in 2 hours. How is it that we can't feed people in a more efficient way? And the point is, and a lot of people have said this, is that you point to the checkbooks, right? Where does the money go and how does it get there and who are the organizations involved? And what is the motivation of the leadership and the people that are doing these charities? And I absolutely do not want to cast dispersion over these charities. Most of them start out and are run by people who have hearts of gold. And they don't have any, you know, they don't have a business background or they don't have these, other, you know, they don't have these types of things. So it's not everybody. It's a small portion, right? It's the bad apple in a barrel of good ones that causes the problem.
Yeah. And one of the benefits is the, you know, what you could do today that you couldn't do back in the 60s is the way you can promote things and reach out and, you know, raise funds and what you're doing and the technology you said and everything, some of which I understand, some I don't. And what Eric's doing and getting it out, it's no longer 2 tells 4 tells 6. Now it's 2 tells 40 tells 60,000. It just spreads so fast.
And it's perfect alignment. It's perfect alignment with what Eric does. He, you know, the saying is, wake up, add more value than anyone else, and then go to bed, right? And Eric lives that every day with the things that he's putting together, and that's really the heart of our organization. We want to wake up, we want to add more value, before we go to bed, and that's really the driving force behind FeedABillion.org.
Okay, one of the things you said it doesn't fit though, Jason, because you said go to bed. If you could share that with Eric, and tell him that you have to go to bed sometime when you get done working, because it seems like he just sits at the computer and he'll doze off and wake up and keep going. So
that's why we're brothers, is because we both have the need for about 3 hours of sleep every night.
Yeah, well, to go off of that, we decided to create these platforms and make it a little bit easier on not only us but everybody else. And so now we have these platforms that help to help everybody else. And I have gotten a little bit more sleep than usual because I'm not doing everything by hand anymore. These platforms are doing it for us. We have our own Facebook type of platform. We have our own YouTube type of platform. We have our own app. We have these platforms that make it easier on everybody else. And as we're, what we're doing with Jason and FeedABillion and many things, you guys got to definitely follow. It's going to get very interesting. Is Jason and FeedABillion is going to create a channel on EasyWayTube, and you guys are going to watch the development and watch and see what happens and what that platform actually does for others. And so these platforms are really making a difference for a lot of people
now. They're amazing.
And the influencers that are coming on board are incredible. And now we're going to start working with Jason. I can't wait to see what happens. So he's being modest. He's not even telling you guys what he does and how many businesses he buys and who he works with and the events. And it's going to be pretty incredible.
And his story, Jason, you have quite a story. We don't have time to go over all of it. But in the magazine, I had a little article. I said the resilience factor. And you have that, the resilience, where you keep moving forward no matter what. You have your goals, you set your goals, and you just shoot for them, envision them, or however you do it. And you've noticed that in your lifetime that it pays to have persistence. Persistence pays off, right?
It absolutely pays off. And, I know both you and Eric have a Christian background and Christian beliefs. And part of it is, there was a day, there was an awakening for me that, and it happened to be with Tony Robbins, where we were talking, he was telling me, Jason, think about the person who loves you the most in this world. And I thought immediately of my grandfather and my mom and my grandmother. And he said, how often do you think that they think about you? And I'm like, all the time, of course, because
yeah,
it's me.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
And then he said, no, ask yourself that question again. And I said, you know what? Not very much. And he said, why? And I said, because they're busy solving their own problems in life. And it was like this huge awakening to say, nobody's thinking about me. Most of us, the saying is that the strongest need in the human psychology is for us to remain consistent with who we think we are. And who we think we are is largely based on who other people think we are. And we have to remain consistent with that, which means that if somebody thinks that we have tried and failed, that they hold that over our head and they remind us constantly, then that's who we end up believing who we are. But if you really realize that nobody's really thinking about you, that frees you up to go do those things that God or the universe or whatever it is that you believe in has set you up to achieve. And you can only do that by getting personally better each day for the purpose of serving the world at large. And it was a freeing moment that I don't care. I don't do anything I do because of what other people think about me anymore, because I promise you both, I've screwed up more than anybody that you probably talked to. I've made more mistakes. I've hurt more people. I've made some massive mistakes in my life. Find me. Because each and every day I'm going to be able to recreate this program in my brain, this computer called a brain, so that I can optimize it for service, because that's what we're all here to do, is to serve.
Well, people like Jorn Borg and Arnold Palmer and a lot of those names who you've heard, they would say the same thing. The people that are on the top, well, yeah, they're on the top, but look at how many losses and how many learning experience they had to go through to get there. Or Babe Ruth, How many times did you strike out?
We talked about that today. The billionaire and the baker, Morgan Freeman. I was listening this morning to a challenge, to a motivational channel as I was showering. And Morgan Freeman came on and he said, the billionaire and the baker have the exact same 24 hours per day. What are you going to do with yours? And that's the key, right? Is how do you structure your day? Is it structured for your ultimate outcome? Do you even know what your ultimate outcome is? Have you sat down and mapped out what you want your life to stand for? Who you want to impact? Who do you want to save? Who do you need to say sorry to? Have you ever done that? The billionaire and the baker all have the same 24 hours. It's the common denominator between all human beings on planet.
So guys, we got to get to the Carmelita's Corner segment. But Jason, really quick before we let you go, I wanted you to tell kind of everybody a little bit about, you know, how you buy businesses, how you build business, how you make people more successful. Touch on that a little bit.
Yep. Well, I mean, again, it all feeds back into Feed a Billion. The reason why I got the phone call to come in and help is because over the past years, going back into my failures when I bankrupted, you know, some of my own companies and the mistakes that I've made, I learned the principles of business, and then I built a structure because I'm an entrepreneur who has a high risk tolerance, which means that I get bored easily. And so, you know, what I did was I went out and studied while I was traveling with Tony Robbins as one of his top speakers. I took every business owner I could out to a meal, to dinner, to lunch, and I asked them, how are you so successful? And I built a system, an operating system for organizations to incrementally improve, not growth and then burn out, but incrementally improve over time. And that's basically what I do. I get phone calls for companies that are burning down. We turn them around. I buy them. We've got a consulting arm of my organization that does the same for people who may be stuck or melting and want to get their company back on fire again. And, you know, and essentially that's what I've dedicated my life to. I'm a business geek and I study every single day and I just get to live my passion from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed. And I really, really love doing it. So.
You're the kind of guy who is, you follow through with that one expression, the way in which you think determines the outcome. And it sounds like you, you have that positive, and which, you know, translates to other people you're dealing with, and it helps. Makes
definitely
a difference.
Yes, yeah, he's amazing. I know if you guys want to know more about Jason or myself, guys, we got to get to Carmelita's Corner. We got a time frame here, so Dad, I'm sorry, but I'm getting the text messages right now. So Jason, you're awesome. I appreciate it, man. I wanted to help you get your word out there, and I mean that's what Easy Way does, guys. We put your word out there the easy way. We also help you convert that promotion into dollars. EasyWayMedia.com, letter E, letter Z, and we work with a lot of amazing influencers that want to help influence their followings, and it's just a wonderful movement. So keep in touch and watch what me and Jason are going to be doing. And without further ado, here's Carmelita Corner.
Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And of course, we're here with the sunshine, and we're also here with Donna Dyson. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Carmelita.
Hey. Did you like that applause, Donna?
That was very nice.
It was welcoming you on our stage. And speaking of stages, oh my goodness, people. You should have seen what Donna had going on in Hollywood. You know what? I haven't gotten over that production yet, Donna. It was amazing.
Well, thank you, Carmelita. It was a lot of fun. Challenging, but a lot of fun.
Well, you did a wonderful job. Kudos to you and to your crew and all the beautiful models and entertainers that you had, the dancers. It was truly an A-plus production. And you had it in the heart of Hollywood at a place that has been established many years as a revered venue, it was at one time the Hollywood Palace with much, much history behind it. In fact, at one time, the pre-Grammy Gala had been produced at that location, and I was the first recipient of the Charlie Award that they had. It was named after one of the designers that was part of the experience with the Temptations. He designed costumes and fashions for them and many others. And you're on the same wavelength, it looks like, because I remember you actually because of your dad. Your dad, Art Dyson, who was a premier hairstylist, and he started a whole chain of hair salons, and you have had yours since 1986. Donna's.
That's correct.
Yes, I mean you. I mean, for anyone to hang in that long with what you have been doing is also amazing. And now you're on to a new venture. Can you tell us more about it?
Well, I'm on to a new venture. I'm still doing hair, and hair is my love. And I've had a salon for 35 years, and I still will do hair, but I'm into producing the shows. The show that was at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood on January 29th, we are taking it on the road, and we'll be in Las Vegas April 30th, which is in about another week and a half. So we'll be in Vegas April 30th at the Balboa Theater and at 2 o'clock. And it's nice. It's a theatrical art and fashion show. And the name of my company is Dysona, which is a combination of my first and last name. And so it's Dysona Theatrical Art and Fashion Show. And basically it's where art comes to life on stage. So it's the theme of it is perception of reality. And that's where we have models that they don't basically do mannequin modeling. They do theatrical modeling, which they come alive and they're really exciting, and they let the audience feel their emotion. They show the designer's work, as well as I have dancers, I have singers, I have a excellent host. Her name is Ty Lewis. She lives in Vegas. She actually works with doing a show on about the Supremes, so she's pretty talented in her world. So she's going to actually weave each scene together and help empower women to become who they want to be, just like we are, Carmelita.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know, it's great to see women stepping forward. You know, there's still a long road ahead of us, as you know. Unfortunately, there's some things that are being rolled back for women. The Lilly Ledbetter Act was brought on about because it was necessary for women to receive fair pay, to receive at least equal pay for the equal work. And unfortunately, that has been rolled back. But we're gonna jump back. We're like springboards. We're gonna jump back and keep it moving forward. And I congratulate you and what you have been doing all these years. I have watched what you've been doing all these years because as one of your clients, I've looked at the art coming about on the walls, and more and more being added, then eventually it became a full-fledged art gallery. Oh my goodness!
Uh-huh.
And on Wilshire Boulevard on Miracle Mile, in the heart of the Miracle Mile zone, which is very close to the L.A. County Art Museum, and so you have definitely been in the right place. And I understand you're having a closing reception March 22nd. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it's a closing reception. I'm actually closing the gallery. I've been a gallery for 5 years, actually longer because my whole salon has always been about art and art on the walls. But it was a full-fledged gallery for 5 years. And I'm going to take that out on the streets as well because I like doing events with art. And it's going to be I'm going to put together Art in the Gardens, which is May 21st. And that's where we have art and music and just every the family can get together, and it's a free event where they can get together and just love the music and love the art and just have a great time. And then I do paint along on Wilshire or any boulevard. So if you want to send in your emails, I can send you where we're going to be, let you know where we're going to be on the boulevard, where we're going to paint and just have a great time with music and everything. But, yeah, that's basically what I'm doing now, taking my art on the road and produce more of events for the artists.
Yes, and you've had pop-up art events at some of the major venues downtown. Downtown has
right.
become a very hot art scene. And
right.
You've had major exhibits there. And you've also had, as you just described, the pop-up participation on the boulevards. Where was the last one that you held?
Well, we did one right in front of the Boulevard of Wilshire, in front of the gallery, and it was called Dysona Paint Along on the Boulevard. So
mm-hmm.
that's why I said it will be on different boulevards on a regular basis. So I would have to get everyone's email, and you'll see our name out everywhere to let you know where the boulevard is going to be.
Okay, can you give your website? Is that a way they can send their email to you?
Yes, website is DysonaCityArtGallery.com. And then I also have a Facebook page, which is Dysona City Art Gallery, and an Instagram page, which is Dysona City Art Gallery. Or you can reference me by Donna Dyson. That's D-Y-S-O-N.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Dyson,
uh-huh.
D-Y-S-O-N.
Right.
Okay,
and then
that's
Dysona
good.
Is D-Y-S-O-N-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
And they can
okay, and also you had a magazine.
Art
yes,
Gallery.
You had a magazine also under that name.
Yes, I had Dysona the magazine, and that was for about 10 years in the 90s and up until like 2004. So, yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was creative and another form of art.
Yes. Well, you have definitely covered a lot of bases, many forms of art. And one of the other things I salute you for is encouraging creativity because there is creativity in all of us. And it's just a matter of how it's brought out. And, you know, it's being creative is very, very constructive, and it's something that the community needs. And you've also had paint-ins in your art gallery as well. You've had guest artists come and direct the adults and the youngsters, and I just think it's all wonderful, Donna.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun. We've had jazz festivals inside the gallery and different book signings.
Oh, yes,
and
I was a part of one of those, Donna.
That's right.
You had me singing with Peter's band.
That's right. It was the Back Porch Blues. It was one of the, I think it was 2 years ago.
Yes.
And great event. And it included art as well as jazz.
Yes, and I had a lot of fun doing that too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you for that opportunity. I look forward to being on one of your productions again in the near future.
Well, thank you, Carmelita. You were excellent, and I would love for you to be on another stage with me.
Okay. Well, on that note, we're gonna exit the stage, and thanks for being our guest.
Okay, and thank you. And remember, April 30th in Las Vegas, and we are also traveling to Atlanta and New York before the end of the year. And hopefully you'll be a part of that, okay?
Thank you, Donna.
Okay, thank you, Carmelita.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well. My hat's off to Carmelita. She has the most interesting guests. And I see Carmelita at some of the events, and she's an amazing lady. And she not only knows everybody, Carmelita winds up, she's another example of somebody that just keeps going. She'll be on stage, she'll be dancing, singing, And amazing lady. But anyway, Jim's Gem, we got to move along with the show here. And I just wanted to touch on a couple things. I saw an article in MarketWatch, the top 10 most desired retirement activities. A lot of times when people get to retirement, whether you're still working or not, when I say working, people will retire, but they may have something going on the side, so they're working away. But what are their activities? What are they doing? Well, you got to remember, because, you know, we've talked about this a lot, it's fun to do some of this stuff. But you're going to have to cut a lot of it out unless you've had the budget. Because a lot of times when you're putting this budget together in your 30s or 40s, you don't budget in it. You may have, well, housing and some travel and a few things in there. But there's a lot of things you don't put in there, like deductibles in case something happens medically, or extra expenses for home repairs. A lot of that stuff may not be put in the budget. And if you're not working and probably not making the same income when you work full time, you have to adjust for that. Although you did, because you did some planning, some of you did some planning, but the expenses are higher. Did you calculate that in? You know, the home that you sold for $40,000 is now $600,000. Well, this is going back years. I remember my parents were criticized back, oh God, this is in the 30s, I guess, for paying $30,000 for a home. Oh, that's too much. But now these homes are, what, $600,000-$700,000 or $1 million or whatever. So I'm just going to throw these at you. So these things are fun. It's what people are doing, but you want to have that budget in there. You want to talk to a financial planner. If you're in a situation where here you are at 60 or 65 and the budget fell apart, don't worry about it. It can always come back together. I brought mine together after major losses from a lot of the retirement real estate I had got swept away, or I should say washed away in Katrina. And you just start over, and you can do that. You know, and as the money in your bank can go down from spending here and there, it could also go up. So here they are from MarketWatch. I'm just going to go through these quick. What are the most desired retirement activities? Well, number one, they have travel. And I'll go through this rapidly with the amounts. On the estimate is $7,700. And like I told you before, the average boomer made $44,000 a year, and they're supposed to retire with 11 times that amount, which is $500,000. And in reality, the average boomer has about $25,000 to $30,000 in the bank when they retire, and we all know that's going to last 20 or 30 years. Number two is family activities. Comes in at around $3,900. And then you got your hobbies. Well, the hobbies are getting more expensive, but they have that estimated at a $2,200. And then we have gardening, $1,500 for gardening. Well, I don't know. I'll just go to Home Depot and grab a few things, but I guess that would depend on how big your yard is. You have fishing, $2,700. Be careful, because you wouldn't believe this, but fishing, I don't know if I'm getting this exactly right. They say it's one of the more dangerous hobbies. And why? Because of boating accidents. All right, now we're moving along to golfing. If you're a golfer, it's about $3,500. It's not cheap to go out in a course today. What used to be $20, $30 could now be $100. And then seven is volunteering, which comes in about $2,000. And reading, $900. Exercising, which should kind of be on the top of the list, guys, $1,500. You know what it's like? You buy that big piece of equipment that you're going to be running and climbing and do all the stuff in your living room, and it becomes a clothes rack, and it's not used that much. And number 10, which is inexpensive, home improvement, comes in at $7,000. Well, here's one for you. My kitchen cabinets looked a little wore out. I thought, well, you know what? I don't know if I can afford to put new cabinets in. So new cabinets, you're looking at a lot of money to put in new cabinets. So let's see what this refacing deal is. So I had somebody come in, $20,000. I said, no, I didn't want the new cabinets. I just want them refaced. Oh, 20 pounds. So, you know, I'm going to get the can over at Home Depot, put on some of those rubber gloves, and just kind of go over them myself, and I could do it for $20. Whatever. We'll make them look good. So, anyway, moving right along, that's the most desired things people are doing. Ah, got to take a breath on that one. So it's all interesting, but remember, save your money and plan it out. And I'm going to see if I can get Eric back on again. It's fun having him pop on and talk about the latest with the tech stuff, which I try to. We missed Aretha's tech time. She's. I try to take notes, but then again, like I say, you have the archive shows. Let me see if I can get Eric on. Eric, let's see. Are you here? I'm going to text him.
Hey, guys. What's going on? What's up, Dan?
Oh, I got him.
I got your text.
You're
killing my timetable here.
I wanted to try to, you know, having Jason on was so interesting, but he's the kind of guest you can just do the whole show with.
Everybody that's out there listening, you know, whether you're listening on our app and whether you're listening on social media, on our website, on any of our syndication, you know, this show's really getting out there in a big way. Wherever you're hearing from it, really pay attention and subscribe to easywaymedia.com. Download the app, get involved in the Easy Way movement. The players and the people that we are dealing with really have a heart to help, and they're the real deal. And Easy Way is wanting to expand and boost your success. That's our primary goal at this point.
Prime direction.
Giving you guys the platforms.
Yeah, and Jason's the kind of guy who, you know, he sets a goal like you know, the way you do it. You guys want to get something done. You want to see some results. Because I remember years ago when you did a couple events, you
want
to.
We don't want to get anything done, Dad. We are getting it done. We are getting it done. It's being done. The phone calls behind the scenes are very serious.
Yeah, follow through, and he wants to see it. He wants to see the results.
And all you guys
got to
do is just follow. I mean, most of you guys are already following me on social media, and you're following the Easy Way movement. But if you're new and you listen to the show, you may have heard of it from someone else sharing or whatever. This movement is incredible. EasyWayMedia.com, letter E, letter Z. You can also text EZWAY, no spaces, to the number 21777. So in your message, message the word Easy Way with no spaces, and then the number is 21777 that you're going to text. And that will keep you up to date with whatever we have going on. We have some pretty big events, A-list level events that are coming up in the calendar, which is all on the app. And the Easy Way Tube is the other platform that you guys can.
I was going to say, the Easy Way Tube seems to be really taken off every time I check it out. And people are calling me asking about it. It's your own platform. That's really amazing.
You know, honestly, Dad, we have to say thank you to Prometheus Conway for coming in on you know, and helping and coming on board and doing the magic that they're doing. They're the developers. They're creating the platforms, and we partnered up with that, and it's really been a major difference because you've been with me. I've been pulling my hair out of my head. I mean, too many phone calls. There's too much happening, and you get to a point where it's too much, and your company starts to crumble because your foundation isn't laid as much as it really needed to be, and the marketing was just too much. And by having the platform...
Well, Eric, it's like the prophet. It's like that show with that guy on TV. He said, you know, I was wondering, how's he do it? But he's, you know, working with all these companies and helping them build that. But he finally had a show that literally said that. He said, I need help. And the next show is about going through these people and seeing who could help him with all this. Because, yeah,
it's
a lot.
It's a great show. I love The Prophet, one of my favorite shows. They're actually following me on Twitter. Shout outs to The Prophet, the NBC show. And, you know, it's the people that I'm around right now, you know, that I'm really learning from. I'm learning a lot from the top level, the real professionals, the real experts. And so we wanted to create a platform that made it happen for everybody else. And we have our own type of Facebook type platform now. We have our own YouTube type of platform, and it's called Easy Way Tube. And then we also have Easy Way Access, which is literally just for like-minded individuals, like-minded influencers,
yeah,
like-minded real deal heavy hitters that want to make a difference. And we don't allow anybody else. You apply and we look at it, we do background checks, we take some time to even get you on. We're at 75 something members now on there, and we're at 60 something channels on Easy Way Tube within, you know, month a month to 2 months or so. And so the growth is really progressing. The platform is really wonderful, and it works for everybody else. And if you look on Easyway Tube, you'll see that some of the bigger record labels, you know, the bigger celebrities, the bigger motivational speakers, the biggest business people, you know, bigger business people, the bigger B2B type of organizations, you'll see the type of support that Easyway really has. And this is going to continue to grow. You're going to see 100 channels here in the next couple of weeks. You're going to see some very big brands come on board. You're going to see a lot of things happen. So I really hope
there's a lot of things happening. And I like the calls, Eric, that I get. You know, I can't go through all the calls, but I've had people call me that are pretty notable people, been around in the business for over 40 years. And they say, you know, I really enjoy working with your son. It's a pleasure to wake up in the morning knowing I'm going to be working with someone that, you know, it's the spirit. And they see mm-hmm. the spirit you have, and the stick with it hard mentality, the hard work mentality. But doing it.
And I hear all the time from major people and regular people, it's, you know, that they love you, Dad. Like, you know, it's your dad. In fact, the radio show that we just did on Easy Talk Live, Voice America World Talk Radio, we had James Dentley on, who's the founder of NBC University. 600,000 something people he's made successful with, you know, seven figure something income. I mean, this guy is the guy that trained, you know, Les Brown. And you know, he's a buddy of ours now. He's on the board with the Keynote Speakers Coalition as well as myself. And we're talking on that show. And I asked him, you know, what made you want to pursue Easyway? What made you want to get involved with everything that you're doing? And he said that the people that are around us, and shouted out Allison Hildebrandt Larson with the Keynote Speakers Coalition. And
yeah,
but ultimately, when he met you at the Influencers Unite event, he said, your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad. I mean, yeah. And so people recognize the ray of realness that you shine, Dad. And
ray of
it's
sunshine.
Just, yeah. I'm going to call it the ray of realness.
I don't see that ray of sunshine, but wow, what the
All right,
heck?
Well, so
but, you know,
so we got 90 seconds till the show's ended. So go ahead and close the show out, Dad. I'm glad I could come on. I love you guys. Radio Boomers Live. Shout outs to Carmelita Pittman and her awesome Carmelita's Corner, which is doing great. Aretha Gray, yourself, and Jason Cisneros, who came on today. Great show. Please download our app, guys, easywaymobile.com. You'll love it, and you'll know everything we got going on. Dad, go ahead and close it out.
Close it out. And I always close it out wrong because I don't watch the clock sometimes, and Aretha and Eric are always correcting me. You got to look at the time. But anyway, Easyway Media, guys, remember the reports we do, always be positive, you know, and you'll know you're a baby boomer when it takes you two times to get up off the couch. Well, the health people tell you no, and that's true. So anyway, easywaymedia.com, Eric's Easyway Tube, and so on and so forth. Reith, hope that everything's going good with your day today, and I'll know when it's closeout time because this little sound comes in. But, guys.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easyway Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.